The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. We're obviously going to be remembering what Jesus did during those days that led up to the resurrection and the glorious victory over death. It's good for us to remember that. And as pastors and leaders, it's good to ask for that revelation and help from God that this should not just be going through a ritual, this should not just be a reminder to the head, but rather that this should be something that touches our hearts. And let us pray that that will be the case. Well, in this particular podcast, I want to just draw your attention to Jesus withdrawing from the supper, from the time of remembering the Passover and the incredible way that God delivered his people. We're moving through to a time when Jesus leaves the table and goes into the Garden of Gethsemane. And there are a number of things about his time in the garden that we can reflect on, not all now, but we'll reflect on a few of them. The first thing is that notice the need of Jesus to pray through what he was about to face in his death and suffering. This was something that was important and necessary for him in his humanity. You could be tempted to think, well, Jesus wouldn't need any additional help or intercession. After all, he's God. Yes, he is God, but he's also truly man. And it's just so, so important that we reflect on the way that Jesus needs to work through what is about to happen to him. He goes into the garden, he goes in with the disciples, and then after some little while, he moves a little further into the garden, and he's with three of the disciples, Peter, James and John, and then he moves from them into a place where he's on his own. And I think that, again, is a wonderful, helpful illustration. When we're facing times of crisis, it's great to have, as it were, the body of the church. Many people praying for us, looking to God on our behalf. But then there is also a time to draw together a particular smaller group. Maybe a group that we've known, maybe a group that we particularly trust, maybe a group who will need to grasp what is going on in our lives. I've had the privilege of being with people in that sort of group, not necessarily literally three, but a little group of people coming together to seek the face of God on behalf of a loved one, perhaps in particular need. I think the next point to make is the reality of what Jesus is going to face kind of really hits him and comes upon him. Now, he had already said several times that he would go to the cross, that he would suffer, that he would be crucified. But the full extent of all that that would mean seems to hit him now. And again, there are times in our own lives when things have been at the back of our mind, as it were. They haven't been uppermost in our mind. There have been other things to do. But we face a situation where the full reality is there upon us. And of course, facing death, facing the end of life is such a time. But we see that Jesus handles this so wonderfully in his humanity. I notice that the record tells me that in Hebrews that he was crying with strong tears. That must have been amazing for the disciples to hear, because they would have, as I understand it, they'd have never ever heard Jesus expressing his concern in a way like this. We know some of them would have seen him weep at the tomb of Lazarus, but this is another league of reality and suffering. And we're even told that his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. These are amazing, amazing moments. And although we can never handle what Jesus handled, there are times when we need to intercede and to call on God for ourselves, for our churches, and to agonize before God as we are looking to him to reveal his will, to reveal his plan, to reveal his purposes. Three times Jesus prays. Three times he says, "Father, not my will, but your will be done." And the third time, when he returns saying the same thing, he says to the disciples, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." We acknowledge that in our churches. Be careful what you require of your people. Be careful if you're calling them into deep times of prayer and fasting, that you've really heard from God, that this isn't just a sort of a gimmick, a way to seek to hear God more often or deeper. Let your prayers be full of heartfelt acknowledgement of the grace of God upon your life and the mercy of God. And as we pray, may we always come to the place in our churches, in our personal lives, "Not my will, but your will be done." Don't neglect that sort of prayer. It's very, very important.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.